In creating those moments, we remember. Goodbyes intensify what we feel and want to say. A college junior flies off for a semester of study abroad. A parent tries to find the right words of courage, of caution, and of pride. You'll do well on your own. Learn all you can. A dear friend gets in a car to leave for good. We want to find the ways to bridge the distance between us. I'll call. Maybe I can fly out at Christmas. Sometimes in saying goodbye, we must exchange final words. This is especially true when we are separated by death. And we store those parting words in our memories, in our hearts, sometimes for the rest of our lives. In our gospel today, Jesus shares a long goodbye with the disciples. Jesus tells the disciples that he's going away and that they wouldn't be left alone. The advocate, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Jesus comforts the disciples and us with reassuring words. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. And they are words that I think we need to hear. So often in life, it's tempting to think that God has abandoned us. But we need to remember that we are not alone. Jesus' gift of peace, his gift of an advocate, is with us through everything. As the late Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins put it, an advocate is one who cheers, who encourages, who persuades, who urges us forward, who calls us on, crying into our ears as to our heart. This way to do God's will, this way to save your soul. Come on, come on. Brothers and sisters, if there was ever a fitting application for the saying, easier said than done, this teaching of Jesus is it. Much of what Jesus tells the disciples would prove to be very challenging indeed. Jesus was asking the disciples to put aside their accustomed reliance on their instincts and sense and to put their trust in what he said. Jesus assured the disciples the peace he speaks of can't be compared to the kind of peace found in the world. And what the world means by peace is often simply the absence of war. It's a state of being left alone. Like what the harassed mother wants from her active children. Or what the worker wants from the public when he has to deal with them for too long. For students and teachers anticipating the end of classes and exams in the next several weeks might bring a sense of peace. Or perhaps it's deep sleep, which is what the world understands when it writes rest in peace on its tombstones. Yet none of these images seems to fully capture or describe the peace of which Jesus speaks. My friends, Jesus' gift of peace isn't sentimental. It isn't complacent. It isn't secure or conflict-free. It's a peace that comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. It's a peace that reaches down into the very heart of humanity and provides the disciples and us with the strength to bear up against anything the world can throw at us. As Jesus prepared to return to the Father, he was at peace knowing that he had accomplished the mission for which he was sent. Jesus teaches us that peace comes from being both faithful and in letting go. And when we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we discover peace. When we make good choices, we experience peace. The peace that is of Christ isn't just the absence of violence or conflict, but a deep sense of love and justice and truth and mercy. This peace is shalom, that right relationship that flows from our union with God. Gospel peace isn't passive, but calls for an active response from us to work to break through the barriers which divide us, to learn to understand one another, and to forgive those who hurt us. In word and sacrament, in community, in our living of the Easter gospel, in our everyday lives, the risen Christ is in our midst. Even in our smallest acts of kindness, prompted by the Spirit, instructing our open hearts, we reveal the presence of the risen Jesus in our own little piece of the world. These Sundays before the Feast of Pentecost are so important for Christian living. They remind us that as followers of Jesus, we never have to feel that the whole task of living and proclaiming the gospel falls on our shoulders alone. God is always present, dwelling within us, to give us the strength we need to be faithful to Jesus' commands. Brothers and sisters, Jesus offers the disciples and us great solace and hope in our gospel today. While he tells them of his impending departure, he assures them that he will come back, so their hearts shouldn't be burdened with fear. Jesus left the disciples his peace, and it's the first word he spoke to his apostles after he rose from the dead. It sustained that early community in first century Jerusalem. And it will sustain us too, all of us. And in a particular way, these children who come to celebrate their first Eucharist this morning. My friends, the miracle of the resurrection goes on. In the community of love, which is the true image of church, no one will ever be alone. Amen.